has launched 2021's Best Steak Sandwich Competition. It's not just the Metro, but also the regional pubs which can submit the best steak sandwich. So get to your local pub and vote for their steak sandwich. I'll tell you what, the AHA's been rattling the cage these last few years. Sometimes they're talking about putting bits and pieces of crustacean in the steak. Other years they've been saying lamb was okay in a steak sandwich. And don't get me started about the different varieties. It doesn't have to just be bacon. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. He's probably got some other controversial call in 2021, and he joins me live on the program this afternoon. G'day, Bradley.
G'day, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm all right. Is it going to be lamb and beef again?
Yeah, but some people want to bring kangaroo in too.
What? You can't bring kangaroo in.
The steak sandwiches will be hopping off the plate otherwise.
Boom, Tish. Well done, I like Boom. That one. What about salmon steaks, Bradley?
No, it's definitely beef or lamb. Those are the two steaks that the judging panel have verified. The chief of judges has determined that the red meat from beef or lamb are the only two that we consider to be a steak sandwich. I've heard all the stories before about salmon and lobster and tuna and mackerel and all the rest of it, but we are focusing on red meat of the four-legged variety.
But lamb is still controversial, bro. I mean, it's really just beef, isn't it? I mean, that's a traditional steak sandwich. Well,
Ollie,
lamb.
Personally, I'm a beef man. I love a good lamb roast or a rack of lamb, but in terms of a steak sandwich, my personal preference is beef. But look, there's enough pubs out there, particularly in the country areas, that have got a lot of lamb being locally raised.
Yes.
And they want to put it to good use, and some of them do some great lamb sandwiches. So we're not going to discriminate against the poor WA lamb.
Okay, but what about bacon this year, Bradley? Is it just going to be bacon, or can you have pork crackle or
you
or
can
any
have
other variety?
Additional items, as long as the primary protein is beef or lamb, Ollie.
Okay.
I mean, do you like a little bit of pork on your beef steak sandwich?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of bacon, but that's about it. I mean, I'm not going down the crackle path or something else
exotic. We had crackle one year, and it was very good. I think that was a
winner. Controversial again, Bradley.
Very controversial, but after 14 years of running the steak sandwich competition, a little hiatus last year. We're out of COVID. We are operating safely. And the steak sandwich competition is on again, and we've got hundreds of venues across the state participating and competing right now. If the punters out there want to go and vote, they've got to go to hospitalitywa.com, and they can vote for their favourite steak sandwich at their favourite venue.
And that's what's important. I know it's a small part, Bradley, perhaps, that we hang the hat on each and every year, but it's fun. It's a good competition, and it really acknowledges the great pubs in our state.
It does, and what it acknowledges is an iconic dish that pubs and bars across the state have got on their menu. You can tell a great venue by the character of its steak sandwich and the quality of the steak sandwich. And the thought that goes into a steak sandwich is not just about slapping a bit of meat on a bun. You know, the good steak sandwich has tenderness focused on the beef. There's composition and presentation of the sandwich itself. The originality and the creativity is something that the judges on the final judging day will be looking at. Sauces, the flavour, value for money, the sides even. And there's controversial aspects to this as well, Ollie. Some people say that a steak sandwich could have pineapple on it. Others would say beetroot. Fresh onion versus cooked onion. There's lots of aspects to this that are really quite serious, and it's a heated contest.
Yeah, I'm having a look at the list right now. There's a few of my favourites already on this list, Bradley. So my mouth is already watering, so go to hospitalitywa.com.au to get voting in the Steak Sandwich Competition 2021. And voting closes March 22. Yes, Bradley?
Are you a toasted bread man or a fresh bread man for your steak sandwich?
Depends if it's Turkish bread or not, Bradley. If it's Turkish bread, then it has to be toasted. If it isn't Turkish bread, then it cannot be toasted. See, I'm very particular. I'm fussy as well.
I'm with you. I think if it's Turkish bread, just a little bit of olive oil sprayed on it prior to going into the grill, and it's nice and crisp. It's a great steak sandwich.
Oh, it is. Bring it on. Steak Sandwich Competition 2021. Love it. Good on you, Bradley.
Thanks, Ollie. Have a great afternoon.
Bradley Woods, the Australian Hotels Association.